Ah, Peloton.
What's up, guys? This podcast brought to you by people f***ing out over absolutely nothing, and also double standards, and also, I don't know, people freaking out about absolutely nothing. Welcome to another magnificent podcast with me just ranting about absolute nonsense for my own pleasure. It's been a long time, haven't done one of these in a while, but I am happy to be back in the saddle, and I am vowing to change the game, change the world, one podcast at a time. Get new equipment, get myself together, mics, laptops, cameras, stands, sound equipment, all kinds of good stuff, and a location to start getting podcasts together. So more to come. But today's podcast, like I said, is about the fantastic, divisive Peloton commercial that is making you argue with your girlfriend while you're just trying to watch TV every time that fucking thing comes on, or anything related to men and women or just women comes on the TV. Now you've got to have a fucking weird fight. And that's awesome. Welcome to 2019 and the future, where everybody finds anything to fight about. We're stabbing people over fucking chicken sandwiches. We're getting mad that, I don't know, your husband bought you a $3,000 bike. Because yes, after the year, it's going to be about $3,000. Come on, people. Are we really this dumb? Have we really gotten to that place where we cannot get along for 5 minutes? We're fighting over a gift, like what the gift means. I get it, there are shitty gifts, but we got to pick something else. All right, let's talk about this. So Peloton released an ad, and I'm just going to skip fast forward through all this because everybody already knows what the hell happened. Peloton released an ad over one of their bikes, and as you know, Peloton sells you pretty expensive freaking bikes that we've been using forever under the premise that you get access to some beautifully sculpted human being that's telling you to wake up early and motivate you and blah, blah, blah. So it's like a digital personal trainer when you log in. And it's got to be worth it, man. I mean, it's like – so I see the motivation side of it because you do get somebody – amping you up, and you're connected to a community of people that are also trying to get fit or actually just stay fit. And I think that's one of the prime points that I want to make in this that we'll get to here in a second. So the Peloton bike, cool concept, cool idea. It's expensive, and probably for people that've got that kind of money, the average Joe ain't buying a $3,000 flipping bike and then, you know, logging in to join a community of people all around the world on their bikes, right? Okay, so with that said, it's a cool product. I totally get it. Nothing wrong with it. I think everybody's just freaking out. You know, I think it really is just people are stroking the flames because of the, like, holy shit, these guys just, this is perfect branding. They just took a regular freaking bike that everybody's had in their garage just collecting dust for years since, like, I don't know, man, since I was a kid. Right? 80s, 90s, I've seen those things everywhere. Now it just has a screen with a person, a real live person somewhere else in the world telling you to get on it. There's jealousy. I'm sure there's a ton of companies that have come up with this idea afterwards and have tried to promote their product. They're selling cheaper subscriptions. I'm not sure what the other guy is, but the membership for Peloton is $39.99 a month. There's another company that's offering it for $12.99. So there's all kinds of, like, you know, spin-offs and copies or whatever. So it's anything worth copying means that it's a good product or it's a good service or what have you. So I think the major issue here is that people are freaking out because in the commercial, the girl who gets the bike, she's, you know, a pretty lady. She's already thin, obviously fit, very good looking. And she's in a nice big ass house, comes out with her daughter, whatever, I imagine. So it's a family of, you know, three. And the husband obviously gets her the gift for Christmas, and she gets it, and she records her journey after 1 year of using it, and then plays it back for her husband at the end, and then says thank you. And they, I guess, I don't know if he, I wouldn't want to say she played it for him, but they watched the video after 1 year. So I think that's where the misconception is, that this was like a, oh, it's his gift because he gets to tap that ass that's now in exceptional shape, and then she's, you know, here, daddy, here, look at my video of me doing 1 year for you. And it's like, dude, that's not what it's about. Okay, so that's where people misconstrued it, I think, in my opinion. Look, man, how many people have gotten a drill as a guy? How many times do you get a drill? Or do you get like a power tool or something? Does that mean I have to like, at your beck and call, go drill shit? Like, could that not be construed as you're trying to hold dominion over me? You're buying me crap that's supposed to make me, you know, more of a man? Or you're going to emasculate me by calling a, quote, professional to do it simply because you don't know how to do it? And let's be real. A lot of home projects, a woman can do them. I know women that do all kinds of home DIY shit all the time. It's just a, quote, guy's job, right? So, you know, that little fucking extension to the counter that you want so bad that's going to fucking add 6 inches to the counter, or, you know, XYZ, some weird, you want to add some inlay to something, or you want to add crown molding or some other crap that's unnecessary that you want to decorate your house. You either pay a guy who's going to come in and do it for you, or you emasculate your husband until he fucking does it for you, right? So you look at it that way. Every time you get me a power tool or get me something like that, it's for me to do work for the house, right? So is that the same way? No, man. It's like, we're reading too far into this stuff. I don't think that the commercial is a guy telling his hot wife that she needs to be hotter. I think it's a guy giving somebody a thoughtful gift because they're into their fitness already and they're already in great shape and they've been eyeing this product and they would just like to do it in the comfort of their own home instead of having to go to the gym. I mean, they have a beautiful fucking house, right? They invite me, they've invited me for brunch before, and let me tell you, their house is gorgeous, right? So why can't it just be that? Why can't it be a guy doing something thoughtful? If he's paying $40 a month, I'm assuming he's not giving her the bill for the $40 a month. He's paying that plus a $2,400 bike. They have treadmills and shit that are like up to over three grand. So they're expensive. It's expensive equipment. And he's giving his wife something that she probably wants. Or we can look at it as this guy's an abusive prick who wants his wife to shave off 3 pounds, and that's why he's going to buy a $3,000 bike to get 3 or 4 more pounds off of her skinny ass over the course of a year. Come on. Come on. Like, that's where we are now. That's where we are now. So now we're taking everything personal and negative. It's just ridiculous, right? If a girl gets, if my wife or my girlfriend gets me a drill, I've been wanting that drill. She's not just going to get me a random drill. I mean, if you got a good partner in crime, I'm assuming this person has asked you questions about the drill, or you've sent them the exact drill you want, or whatever. She's not just going to buy you some rando shit. Or if she does, cool. That means she's still thinking about you, whatever. But I wouldn't take it as, oh, now she's trying to emasculate. I mean, I could take it if I was a shithead. I could take it that way. But I'm going to take it as, look, I'm happy to do these types of jobs around the house. They make me feel good. They make me feel productive. Yeah, they make me feel like a man. But she's buying something for me that she didn't have to give me. And it's going to make the whole house better. It's not a personal gift necessarily, right? It's not like that drill is for me only. No, that drill is for doing work around the home, or a snowblower gets the fucking leaves out, or the John Deere. You know, like, because a guy takes pride in his work doesn't mean that, like, you know, this is a guy only thing. Oh, you can buy a drill for a girl. You can buy, let's be real, nobody's buying a drill for a girl. But what I'm trying to say is, I wouldn't take it personal, like she's trying to force me to do more labor around the house. I know that she wants me to use that shit to fix stuff around the house. I get it, you know? And that's why I don't fully believe that roles are meant to be one. I mean, guys like to fix shit. Guys like to do that stuff. So why can't it be a guy's job? You know, I'm not going to be some like meninist here who's like, why does it have to be a guy's only job? No, that's what guys like to do. And you don't take it personal when you get a fucking leaf blower, you get something nice for the yard, you get something that's for the whole family, but you're the one who does the chore. You're the one who does the job. You like to do the job. The Peloton bike, it's a lot more personal. That's strictly for her. I mean, yeah, of course he's enjoying it, but I mean, who doesn't buy their girl, their wife, freaking lingerie? And what wife or what girl doesn't like to get lingerie for her freaking, from her guy? She feels sexy. He's fucking happy. He's loving it, right? So, I mean, I think we're reading too much into gifts that can start from something as simple as a freaking teddy that he buys you, that he chose, that he awkwardly walked into a Victoria's Secret store and had some girl he's never met basically clothe his naked woman for that day that she wears it, right? Like, so it's something that men do, and you get your wife or your girl something, and you, and how many people right now are getting mad that I keep calling her girl? Oh my God. You're thinking too much, people. We're thinking too much. You get her something nice and she wears it for you, and she wears it for her, and it's for both of you. It's sexy. It's like your thing. She gets you a drill, or she gets you a power tool or something, a sand or something you've been wanting. You do stuff for the house. It's for both of you. You get to do it. You get to like wear it with pride. You completed something cool, or you fucking destroyed that. You try to do a plumbing job and now the house is inundated, but you get that credit, bro. You know what I mean? It's just a bike. Don't look at it as if it's some crazy abusive husband that's trying to... I mean, dude, she's already in good shape. Maybe she just, like I said, didn't want to be at the freaking gym with all the lunks. The lunk alert went off and she was like, I've had too many lunks around me. I'm ready to just pedal away and then comfort in my own home. It's an upgrade. Look at it that way. So here's me just saying, I think we're going a little too far off. We're way too off in the deep end. I mean, we're wading in waters that are just... I don't even think the sharks want to bite anymore. They're just like, you guys are on your own. You guys are fucking nuts. I'm not eating that idiot sandwich over here, you know? And now Ryan Reynolds has gone and taken it a step further and trolled the shit out of people. And now, honestly, I think it's just gonna backfire on these feminists that are just kind of helping to destroy the fabric of like what's PC and what's not. I mean, we're making it like, oh my God, is she okay? Is she okay with her $2 million home and her $3,000 bike? Is she okay? Right? Like, it's gonna backfire on you because nobody's gonna take you seriously because you're bitching about getting a gift. Like, fuck off, man. Too far. So that's my consensus on this whole thing, or that's my opinion on this whole thing. I think a lot of people feel the same about it. It's just relax, man. Relax. It's not a big deal. Nobody needs to check on her. It's funny reading all the posts on Twitter. Everybody's just going nuts on it. But it does kind of help fuel the fire of like, oh my God, oh my God. Like, I don't know, man. Social media, that's a whole nother topic. It's so easy for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50,000 people to have a quick poke at a joke like this and just be like, oh my God, is she okay? But to all the psychos that read those posts and go, yeah, that's exactly, they take it seriously. Right? So it's like social media helps kind of, it depends, everything's based on perspective. And what I'm here to say is this perspective, I don't know, man, if I could give it a stamp of stupidity, I would. Just relax. The dude just bought her a freaking gift. It's not a big deal. So, anyways, that's all I got for you. I know it was way longer than what I wanted, but we stayed under 15 minutes. Woohoo! And I didn't cuss that much. Motherfuckers. I did. Sorry. Anyways, as always, be good to each other. Be nice. Kindness is not weakness. Donate to your local soup kitchens, charities. Buy people good stuff. Don't donate right now during the holidays. Don't donate crap that's like, you don't need to donate. If there's like a disaster or if there's like a relief fund or something, don't donate crap. Donate like, you know, what do people get rid of like high heels and stuff that they don't need at the house and, you know, broken shit. Just donate something nice. Give somebody give a shelter some new frying pans or give a shelter like some blankets. What I do during the season is I go around and I give homeless people that I see, I give them little care packages if I'm not doing a care package, what I'll do is I'll just buy a bunch of hand warmers because those are worth their weight in gold, my friends. If you've ever been cold as fuck, stick a couple in your feet and put two more in your pockets for your hands and you are a happy camper. Buy some of those and donate those to just people you see that are homeless. That'll go way further than some fucking tutu that you've been trying to get out of your closet. Like, it's going to help anybody. Anyways, guys, all right, be good to each other, and happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa, and everything else that's important to people. Guys, be good. Bye.